Welcome to this demonstration of using Safari in OS X 10.10, and of course that being Yosemite. And in this demo, I want to show you a new way of browsing in Safari, which is a lot nicer than what it used to be with previous versions of Safari with VoiceOver. In actual fact, I should probably say that the new way of browsing now in Safari with VoiceOver is much like navigating a document, i.e. how you would navigate in text edit pages, etc. So before I get started, let me just say that my MacBook Air is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at the desktop of my Mac. So I've got a shortcut key to launch Safari, so I'll do that now.
Safari.
Okay, Safari's launched. I'm going to do Command L for location.
Open location.
And I'm going to type in the web address for Vision Australia. So that's www.visionaustralia.org.
Vision Australia. www.visionaustralia.org.
Okay, and press enter.
Vision Australia HTML content. Banner 7 items. Link image. Home Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services. Logo.
And you can also turn on and use QuickNav if you wish. Trackpad commander, etc. So rather than using a VoiceOver command to jump to the top of the Vision Australia homepage, I can just do command up arrow.
Internal link. Skip to content.
Okay, so skip to content, which is the top link on the homepage. And of course, to jump down to the bottom, it's command down arrow.
By link, Red Agency Melbourne.
Okay, so that works very nicely. So let me jump back to the top of the actual page again.
Internal link. Skip to content.
Okay, and of course, being a normal, in quotes, document, I can just press down arrow to read down line by line.
New line. Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services. Logo image. Link. Contact us. Locations. Site map. Vision Australia Radio. Donate now. 1384-7466. New line. New line. Link, eye health. Link, eye conditions. Link, how the eye works.
Sometimes I've noticed that it doesn't give some information about headers or links that I'm actually arrowing over, whether I'm pressing down arrow or up arrow. So for example, some of the information at the top of the page there was actually links, but as an initial release of this new browsing mode with VoiceOver in Safari, it's working remarkably well at the moment. And of course, if I just pressed up arrow.
Link, eye conditions.
Okay, etc. Okay, let me show you another function of it being a document that you can also do. So I want to actually find out the phone number and read it digit by digit. Let me jump back to the top of the page with command up arrow.
Internal link, skip to content.
Okay, let me press down to get down to the phone number again.
New line, Vision Australia, link. Locations, site map, Vision Australia, donate now. 1384-7466.
Okay, so I'm going to read that phone number back because I'm not too sure what it is. So I can press command left arrow to go to the beginning of the line. And then I just press my right arrow.
1300 space 84 space 74 space 66.
Okay, and of course if I press command left arrow again.
1.
That's the beginning of the line. I press command right arrow.
6.
That's the end of the line. Okay, so that's a quick way to get the beginning and end of a line. And of course, I can also highlight what I've just read as well. So I'm going to do command left arrow to go back to the beginning.
1.
And of course, to highlight in a document, it's shift option. And in this case, I'm going to press right arrow to go word by word.
1300 selected.
Okay, 1300.
84 selected.
84.
74 selected.
74.
66 selected.
66. And then if I wanted to verify that I've indeed highlighted that particular item, I can do VO F6 or Control Option F6.
Link 1384-7466 selected.
And of course, if I wanted to, I can now press Command C to copy that highlighted text to the clipboard, pop over to another application such as TextEdit, etc. And of course, then do Command V to paste that text into another document. Now you might have noticed then that it actually said link and then the number. because on the page, it's also a link. So that's where I said before that sometimes it doesn't identify items on the page as their correct HTML element, in this case, a link. And as you sort of also discovered just then, of course, you can navigate by character and word. Option right arrow or option left arrow is previous and next word. Let me just do via command H.
Heading level 2, blind or low vision, clickable. Heading level 2, online community, clickable. Heading level 2, key information, click. Heading level 2, online shop top products, clickable.
Okay, online shop top products. Now, another thing that I've noticed that this current implementation of, if you like, document browsing in Safari with VoiceOver doesn't do is sometimes the keyboard focus, if you like, doesn't track where the VoiceOver cursor's moved to. So I would expect now when I press down arrow to go to start reading the top products from the online shop from Vision Australia. And if I press down arrow now.
Internal link, skip to content.
I've actually gone back to the top of the page. So sometimes, unfortunately, that occasionally happens. The way that I find to get around it, let me go back to that heading. I'm just going to do VOF for control and F for find.
Enter search text.
Type in product. Hit enter.
Heading level 2. Online shop top products. Clickable.
Okay. Now, this time, if I do VO right arrow control and right arrow.
List 2 items.
Okay, and do VO right arrow again.
Link. Using iPhone 5 with iOS 6 accessibility features.
Okay, using iPhone 5 accessibility features. So I'm just going to go back to just above that. With VR left arrow control option left arrow.
List 2 items.
Okay, now I'm going to press down arrow.
Link, using iPhone 5 with iOS 6. Accessibility features. Misspelled, Zoom Max, Snow Handheld, Video Magnifier.
Okay, just pressing down arrow, and that's working fine. So interestingly, when you navigate to a heading, VoiceOver and the keyboard don't synchronize together very well. However, I found if I'm down arrowing into a link and then I press down arrow, both the keyboard and the VoiceOver focus is exactly the same.
To activate anything on the screen that's actually a link or a button, etc., I can activate that as well. So for example, let me just bring up the normal rotor with VOU or Control Option U.
Links menu, loading items, 30 or more items loaded.
Okay, so 30 or more items loaded. It's going to move down the link to Vision Australia Radio. It's going to type in RAD.
Link, Vision Australia Radio, 3 items loaded.
Okay, if you have spacebar, I can drop on spacebar to bring the focus down to that.
Link, Vision Australia Radio.
Okay, and of course, being a link on the page, I can just press enter.
HTML, Vision Australia Radio, HTML content, 76% loaded. Banner 5 items, visited, link, image. Vision Australia Radio logo.
Just close that window of Command W.
Close all windows. Visited link. Vision Australia Radio. Banner 7 items.
So back to the Vision Australia main homepage on the radio link.
So the final thing I want to show you is what happens when you get to an edit field using this browsing document type mode. So let me jump to the top of the page again with Command up arrow.
Internal link. Skip to content.
Okay, now I'm just going to jump down to the edit field directly with VoiceOver command, VO command J, or Control Option command J.
Search website, search text field.
Okay, now if I start typing into this field, so I want to search for anything to do with iPhone on the Vision Australia website. So I'm going to type in I, capital P.
New line, selected.
H-O-N-E. Now, oddly, when you heard it do that, when I typed in I, it was fine. When I did a capital, as in Shift P, it said new line. Okay, so that's just another little interesting bug that's popping up as well. And if I press up arrow,
iPhone.
Okay, I'm basically at the top of the edit field, if you like, because if I pressed up arrow, my cursor is now to the left of I. If I press right arrow,
I.
That's I. Back to the left of left arrow,
I.
If I press down arrow,
iPhone.
I'm at the end of the edit field. Press left arrow,
E.
There's the E, right arrow,
E.
And of course, with the command key, if I press command left arrow,
I.
Beginning of the line, command right arrow,
E.
End of the line. And although it doesn't make much sense doing it now because I've only got one line in this edit field, but of course, command up arrow,
iPhone.
Top of the edit field, command down arrow,
iPhone.
Bottom of the edit field. And of course, I could also use my shift arrow key commands and so on to highlight and delete the information in the edit field. And of course, if I do Command A,
iPhone, Selected.
It's going to highlight the whole edit field anyway only. And then of course I can just press delete.
Selection deleted.
To delete the information in the edit field as well, without affecting the rest of the web page, so to speak. To come out of the edit field, of course, I can just do a voiceover command, such as VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Search button.
And I'm now out of the edit field. So if I just press my normal down arrow.
Link, iHealth.
Okay, I'm out of the edit field onto the rest of the general document web page.
Now, just as a final note, when I've been navigating in this browsing document type mode, my trackpad command is still on, but of course I've had quick nav turned off, because if I had quick nav turned on with the left and right arrow keys, my up and down arrows would actually move by the rotor setting, not by normal document up and down arrowing line by line. So that completes this brief demonstration of the new browsing document mode in Safari with VoiceOver. And as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.